Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Hello and welcome back to Spark Radio. Our fire is going to keep crackling. Having there we go. Get there. I might get there. The fire will be relaxed. How are you feeling by that fire? So. Hi, welcome to Spark Radio on this night before Thanksgiving in the United States. Tonight we'll be talking about sparks of gratitude. We'll be giving you some links in the show notes for past Thanksgiving shows about gratitude. What are you grateful for? And how is gratitude helping you to keep a positive perspective? Are you inhaling your blessings and exhaling gratitude? This time of year, we focus a lot on family, friends, people we care about. And do we feel grateful for that, or do we get ourselves all worked up in a tizzy about, do we have all the ingredients for the dinner, and do we have all the decorations and the napkins and the this and the that? And pretty soon, we're so busy, we forget, and the day is nearly gone, and did we even really connect with these people? So, how do you express your gratitude? What do you do? And every day, even though we focus on it now because it's Thanksgiving season here in the United States, what do you do every day to focus on your gratitude? One of the pieces in my health coach, Lynette Patterson's program, Unlocking Metabolism, is a daily recording of three things you're grateful for. And writing that down actually creates positive changes in your brain, your perspective. I didn't have a chance to check. I heard a piece on John Tesh last night on his radio show that had to do with people who actually wrote. And some people wrote a letter every week to someone they were grateful to. Some people, it's just when they focus on gratitude, can be more optimistic. Expressing appreciation, because you have to feel it yourself as you're sharing it with others. What are you grateful for? What gift is hidden in each challenge? What opportunity is there that you can be grateful for? What lesson are you learning that you can be grateful for? Have you thought about that? How do you every day feel gratitude, and how do you express your gratitude every day? What do you do? Do you write? Do you meditate each morning or each evening, and as part of that meditation, have gratitude? What do you do? What could you do? Some people have a gratitude journal that they keep and they write in daily. Other people read inspiring blogs or get daily quick emails that help them to focus on the aspects of life that are good. Do you get to read good news every day, or do you only look at the stressful news every day? helps if we can keep a perspective, if we can look at the things we're grateful for in our lives. And sometimes it helps to have an outside voice. Someone called me on Monday in the midst of emotional upset and felt like he was moving backwards on this journey he was on that we've been talking about. And the second time we connected that day, we talked about the emotional release he was experiencing and how that was positive and how that was going to help him move forward. And just that perspective, he said, was an immediate shift for him from beating himself up to why he was feeling this way, why he, you know, there was all this emotion that he felt out of control. And, you know, even as he thought then back that what he was learning about meditation said, you'll have emotions bubbling to the surface. And he's just been grateful for going through that now and realizing what a gift it was, and thanked me for helping him to see that perspective because it was hugely eye-opening for him. And as we talked even today about the importance of having that outside voice, that outside perspective, because when we're in it, we don't see it. It's too hard. It's we've got emotional hijack going on. We are unable to identify what the gifts might be because we're not seeing the gifts. We're seeing the problem, the pain. We're looking at it through our life experience. And sometimes someone else's experience can give us that additional perspective. Who do you talk to when you need additional perspective? A friend, a coach, colleague, somebody who's in your corner, somebody who can help you be accountable to accomplish what you want to achieve, somebody who can be compassionately, what's the word, compassionately tough, to really help you look at some of the challenging things. Compassionately pushy. some people may say, oh, really? And it may not always feel good at the time we're experiencing the pain, the grief, the anger, the negative emotions. Moving through them, on the other side of them, when we look back, we can find a lesson. And therein lies our gratitude that we can be grateful for. Grateful for a person, grateful. And sometimes we have to find just a small thread in that situation that we can be grateful for, that we was a key to helping us learn something. And when we're in it, it's tough to see it. Another client this week, very negative, got some information he didn't want. He was so focused on it going a different direction. And he very much angry, feeling sorry for himself, and wasn't ready to look, it didn't sound like, from the email. So looking forward to have a conversation with him to see where it is he wants to go and what it is he truly wants to do and when he wants to move forward and how long he wants to stay where he is. So gratitude is very powerful. And when we feel gratitude, it changes. It changes our emotional state, changes our mental state, changes our physical state. It's hard to be angry and say thank you at the same time. To feel grateful for something and feel anger at the same time. If you truly mean what you're saying thank you for. And sometimes we sort of fake it so we make it. Thank you for this flat tire. It's going to help me, not sure how. And with practice, we shorten that time period of shifting. So in the season of Thanksgiving, what are you grateful for? Oprah talks about having an attitude of gratitude. MJ Ryan has a book called Attitudes of Gratitude. Where do you go to find Attitudes of Gratitude? There are Chicken Soup for the Soul books, where there are stories of people who went through situations that at the time they saw as negative, sometimes devastating. And they can be grateful on the other side of it for lessons, grateful for having someone in their life, even for a season. What are you grateful for? And how do you express it every day? Do you tell someone thank you? Do you say thank you on a regular basis? Maybe, you know, count how many times you say thank you in a day. And when someone says thank you to you, do you flip them off of that? No problem. That sort of dismisses their thank you and the sincerity of their gratitude. What if you chose to eliminate no problem from your language? And when people were expressing gratitude to you, that you accepted that gratitude and responded with, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. I'm happy to help. I'm glad I was able to help you. Whatever it is, but something that tells that person that you appreciate their gratitude and it helps you build a connection and a relationship. How do you let people know that you appreciate their communication? How do you express gratitude daily? How do you respond when people express gratitude to you? Because sometimes what seems like a very small thing to us is huge in someone else's world. Huge. The story that I share happened when I was working with the Upper Bound program, and I was coaching volleyball. We had a competition with other Upper Bound programs in the summer. And these high school students, we'd practice playing together, learning some skills around effective volleyball and doing some endurance running, etc. And this was back before smoking was illegal for teenagers in the United States. And one of the young men who was on the team came back from downtown one night and had a box of like the cherry cigarillos. And he was walking by me, and I said, come here. I said, would you give me those? He handed them to me, and I said, now, number one, I'd like to have you around for a long time. These are going to kill you sooner. I don't want to go to your funeral. Number two, it decreases your lung capacity, which means you'll be less effective on the volleyball team. And I really want you to do your best because I know you can. So I'm going to keep these. And he went, what? I just spent blah, blah, money. And then I said, and? You want to be on the team? Well, yeah. Okay. Well, at the end of the summer, at our final banquet, we had honored different students with, every student had an award for something that they succeeded at over the summer. Some was academic. Some of the awards were for personal growth. And afterwards, he came up to me with tears in his eyes. And now we also did hugs, positive touch. And he gave me a hug and he said, I just want to let you know, you are the first person that ever told me it mattered if I lived or died. And my jaw dropped and I said, oh my gosh. I said, I really meant that I want you to live a long life. But the way that he interpreted that one small thing I said as I was trying to get these cigarillo things away from him was huge for him. In the moment I said it, I didn't think it was that big a deal. so often we don't know how a person's going to perceive what we say, to receive a message that we give. So we do need to choose our words carefully so that people get the best message that we intend. And if we really want to know, and we may never know how our words or our deeds touch someone else's life. You know, there's to choose carefully. Because what you say, you know, to someone you may be the world, to what you say may be the change point for them. Just expressing that you care, you appreciate people, you appreciate what they do, you value them for who they are. Taking the moments to do that can make a huge impact in someone's life. And sometimes it's asking, you know, how did that feel? How is this working for you? What do you think about that? What message did you get when I said this? Because sometimes they get the message we wanted. Sometimes, especially with teenagers, they get a completely different message. I was just speaking with a mom who was talking about, we were talking about the prefrontal cortex of the brain not maturing until early 20s. And there's a bridge between the emotional part of the brain, the reason part of the brain that doesn't mature until about 18. It takes 18 years to mature. And she said, so is that why teenagers can be such jerks? Yeah. And it's because they have not yet got the wiring in their brain for the executive decision-making and the processing to go through, okay, if this is the choice, here are the possible consequences of each choice. And they don't do that. They're in the moment. And we can teach them how to have a process to make better decisions. Triggers they can use to help them think better. What gifts are you giving with your gratitude? There are people who do work that very rarely hear thank yous. You know, I really appreciate the gentlemen that pick up my garbage every week. And I'm not always out when they are. But when I am, I try to make a point of saying thank you. I'm glad that you're doing this. I appreciate what you do. And how many other people are doing things for you that are so important, and yet we forget to take the time, or we never learned the value of taking the time to say thank you, to give a treat. How do you express your gratitude to others who are making a difference for you? So, in this Thanksgiving weekend, when you're with family and friends, there will be disagreements. There will be the potential for arguments. What is the celebration about for you? You know, and one of the approaches that on my side of the family that we take is that, you know, we don't necessarily like all the spouses that my sisters chose. However, we love each other, and for that, we're willing to keep our mouth shut because it's not about us. And so we accept them into our family, and we love them because they're family. So we just don't talk about some subjects. It's just easier that way. And, you know, if you disagree, then you can leave it that way. Well, we disagree. And let go of the need to be right, to change somebody's mind, because the major focus of the weekend and the philosophy that we have and that I've talked about with my mother and my sisters is that we never know when the last time will be where we're all here. It's been several years since my father died. That was the last year that we were all there. So any time that we come together for a family holiday, we laugh, we play games, we share what's new in our lives, we love each other because it may be the last time. And we don't always say that out loud. It is the underlying philosophy in our family, is we celebrate our family. What will you choose to do? And if there's stress, Can you choose to say, we just disagree, we just have different opinions, and that's okay? Because sometimes, really, it is. And we make an issue where there doesn't need to be an issue. Because we feel like we have to be right, we have to change their minds, that's my responsibility. And really, they are who they are. And one conversation won't necessarily change them. It might, although you may want to think about the time and the place to have that conversation. So in this season of Thanksgiving, what do you have in your life that you're grateful for, and how are you expressing your gratitude? Sometimes just feeling it. Those quiet moments in the morning when you're the only one awake. Those quiet moments in the evening after everyone else is in bed. To reflect on how blessed we are. Those moments during the day when we're feeling stressed, we're faced with a problem that we need to reframe into a gift. Take a moment. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. Otherwise, close your eyes. Take a deep inhale and think about the blessings in your life. And on the exhale, feel the gratitude for those blessings. And do it again. Inhale blessings and exhale gratitude. And notice the change in your feelings, in your emotional state, your physical state. I hope in this season of Thanksgiving that you find your blessings, you celebrate the gratitude for those blessings, and that you're able to feel the love that you deserve this Thanksgiving. I will put notes in the show, notes for additional segments of Spark, where we've talked about attitudes of gratitude and traditions around Thanksgiving. And I invite you to take a listen. Because there may be something else in there. There will be some repetition. And repetition is good for the brain. And decide. Take one action on something you've heard. To express your gratitude. Most importantly, first to feel your gratitude. So you want to feel it. And then express it and share it. And so there'll be some silence on the end of the segment because it'll record for 30 minutes, I believe. In that silence can be time for you to reflect on your life, on your family, on your situation, to inhale blessings and exhale gratitude and treat yourself to the feeling of gratitude. And then share it with others. Have safe travels if you are traveling this Thanksgiving season. And as we move forward into the holidays coming of Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa, inhaling blessings and exhaling gratitude is another way to help deal with the stress that can accompany those holidays. And maybe we need to simplify and really focus on the meaning of those holidays. And enjoy those blessings and enjoy feeling grateful. I hope, again, that you're safe, that you get to spend a holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving or any other celebration, with family and friends, where you can express your gratitude for the people who make a difference in your life. MJ Ryan's book again is Attitudes of Gratitude. And I wish you blessings and the ability to see your blessings this Thanksgiving season. Until next time, I hope you inhale blessings and exhale gratitude every day and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.